So, hey, Kane, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm really happy to see you, Scott. It's been like last time we talked was probably a little bit after Ninja 2.
Yes, we did another film in Thailand briefly. You were in
Yes,
that
yes.
one briefly. And
Yeah,
I
yeah,
guess
yeah.
that was about 2013, 14,
Wow, 7 years
something like
ago?
that.
Six, 7 years
Yeah.
ago? Yeah, I think so.
Have you been?
Pretty much the same. Nothing. I mean, oh, I have a daughter now.
Oh yes,
Yes.
congratulations. How old
Thank
is
you.
she?
You have two kids, right?
I've got two. I've got a 9-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old boy.
Yeah, my daughter's a year and 4 months soon.
Oh, okay. Well, what I wanted to do, Kane, is I'm taking this opportunity to talk about what I think are my best fight scenes. And
Okay.
obviously the end fight in Ninja 2, that takes some beating. That takes some
Wow.
beating. It was,
Thank you.
man, it was quite an experience. I remember it pretty vividly, to be honest. And it was great. So, can you tell the audience what your martial arts background is? Fill them in on that.
Well, my name is Kane Kosugi.
We know.
No, I don't know. I'm sure there's lots of people that don't know me. I was born in the States. My father was actually he was in the movies. His name is Sho Kasugi. So growing up, I started he was my teacher. I started Japanese karate when I was a year and a half old.
A
At
year
the
and a
time,
half. A
yeah,
year and a half old.
he wasn't into
Why
movies
so
yet.
late? Why so late starting?
I know. So yeah, he wasn't into movies yet. But so he had his own dojo. So I guess I started walking when I was 9 months or something. So he thought since I was standing and walking pretty early, why didn't he teach me at an early age? So I started a year and a half, and he was my teacher until maybe like 10 or 11.
And what, I mean, because everyone knows your dad as, the legendary ninja from
Yeah.
The Revenge of the Ninja and all those famous movies from the 80s. But what was his martial art? What was it, ninjutsu, or is it another Japanese martial art like karate?
He also did many different styles. He did like Japanese Goju-Ryu, Shotokan. Of course, he did ninjutsu. He
Right.
did like Aikido, Kendo, and so basically, I guess he trained in a lot of different Japanese martial arts.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I mean, I started when I was a year and a half old. Did Japanese karate. Did a lot of like weapons. And then when I turned 13, I started doing taekwondo.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was in the States until 18, and then I moved to Japan. And when I came here to Japan, I stuck with taekwondo. Then also growing up, I was doing gymnastics and judo and kendo. But when I came here, I mainly focus on taekwondo. Then
What made you
mid
focus on taekwondo rather than karate or another martial art?
just I love kicking,
You
and
love
then
kicking, yeah. This is it. I'm the same. I
yeah.
love taekwondo for the same reasons. It's all
Yeah, I
about the
mean
kicks.
I mean I it's just fun. I don't know,
Yeah.
it's I was never really a punch kind of guy, and I guess just kicking, I just yeah, I was always wanted to do different kicks, and I always found it fun.
Well, not everyone can kick. Some people find it difficult to kick, right? So I think if you find something that you're good at, and clearly you
Yeah.
are, and I think I would have felt the same thing. Like as soon as I went to Taekwondo when I was 13, my second martial, third martial art that I did, actually ninjutsu was the second one, but it was a, I
Oh,
was just messing about with it as a kid.
wow.
But I found that I was just a good kicker, and if you
Yeah.
enjoy something, you want to do it more.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And then mid to late 20s, I started because of Jet Li, I started doing Chinese wushu.
Right.
Then after that, a little bit of break dancing and just like
Oh,
trying
yeah.
different things. Yeah. 2 years
Oh,
break dancing, I dislocated my shoulder practicing.
wow. All this martial arts training, and it was the breakdancing that did you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Not once during a movie shoot. I never really got like major injuries, but it was all during practice.
Oh, wow. And was that trying one of these difficult positions on your arm?
I don't know if you know the one where you're almost like on a handstand, like vertical, and then you do a twist in the air. It's called the air.
Spinning on the hand.
Yeah. So I did that, and then I felt really good. So I thought maybe I can go higher and just kind of like, you know, lay out a little bit. When I laid out, I didn't land on my arm. I landed on my shoulder. I mean, I always like was interested in martial arts. So I tried different styles. I was always, you know, looking to find something different. You know, I was always watching like ballet videos, dance videos, like really studying video games, like, you know, Street Fighter, Tekken, Virtual Fighter, looking for new combinations, new like techniques, new moves that, you know, of course the games can do, but then, you know, maybe we can get some kind of, I can get some kind of hint from it to try to come up with some kind of new new kick or something like that. So I was always interested in, you know, different kind of, like not only Japanese martial arts, but other kind of martial arts as well.
Now, you did some movies with your dad back in the day. I guess the first time I saw you, because I didn't see the ninja films initially that your dad did, but I did see Black Eagle.
Oh, Black Eagle, yeah.
You were in Black Eagle, weren't you? So you were in, what was it, Revenge of the Ninja?
Yeah, Revenge of the Ninja. I was, I think, 6 years old. That was my first movie.
That's the first one.
Yeah, after that, I think there was Nine Deaths of the Ninja and Pray for Death, and then I think it was Black Eagle or something like
that. Okay, yeah. And so did that give you a taste for the movies, and you took that for, did you want to be in the movies after that initial experience?
Well, basically after watching my dad's first movie, Enter the Ninja, I think I was five, and then I saw him on the for the first time on the big screen. And then I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like he looked so cool. He played the villain, but he looks so cool. It's not like the dad that I always see. He's like so awesome, you know?
And
I thought, oh, even the villain looks like a hero sometimes, you know? And then that's how I felt. And I thought, oh man, you know, I'm doing martial arts. My dad is teaching martial arts. You know, this is what I want to do. You know, when I get older, I want to do movies. And then I guess he knew that and he felt that. So he put me in his next film. And then ever since that, you know, I mean, this is the only thing I ever wanted to do.
Well, I think the first time I saw you in Black Eagle, but I remember, now what came first, Muscle Heat or DOA? Because my memory is terrible. Too many.
Muscle Heat.
Some of them are from
Yeah, Muscle Heat.
Muscle Heat. I remember seeing Muscle Heat and being really, really impressed with you. Not only the martial arts, of course. You had a great, well, you have a great physique as well. Which, you know, for me is something that I appreciate, you know, growing up, loving, you know, Stallone and Schwarzenegger it's great to see someone that looks the part as well.
Well, coming from you, man, that's like a real compliment, because I'm nowhere near your physique, Scott.
No, you do. You're always ripped. I remember on Ninja 2. I remember on Ninja 2 because, you know, I'm a pretty easygoing guy. And I want everyone to look their best. I never want anyone to look not as best as they possibly can. But, you know, in all truth, there's always that bit where I look at you and you take your top off and I'm like, oh, Jesus, he's going to make me.
No, Scott, no. You know, I have to tell you, like, the first time I you know, got the word that I was going to be a ninja too, I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, this is like, I mean, I always wanted to work with you.
Yeah.
And I actually went out for audition for Ninja One as well. But
this is it. I remember. So we were talking about you. There was, it was out of my hands. There was talk about for Ninja One.
I was like.
Yeah. Well, I think what they wanted was an older guy, to be honest. Yeah. But then when Ninja Two became something that was on the cards, I remember we were all like, well, Ken Kasugi now.
No, I mean, I mean, you know, when I went out for the first Ninja One for the audition, I was like, oh man, I love Scott. I really want to work with him. You know, I always want to work with, you know, different martial artists, and you were one that I always wanted to work with. And when I didn't get it, of course, you know, I was like, oh, you know, you know, I'll just work hard and go for the next auditions and stuff like that. And when Ninja 2 came along, I was, okay, this is my chance. I got to do this, you know, I got to get this one. And then when I finally got the word that I, you know, I was going to be able to play in a role in your movie, I was like, oh man, I was happy. But then all of a sudden I was like thinking, wait a second, I got to work out really hard. You know, this is, I'm going to be fighting Scott Adkins. And then I was like,
you were more than ready.
Second, you know,
you're more than like, ready. I had a bad knee injury in 2011.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me about that. And
yeah.
It still looked like, I mean, even though you were able to do all those kind of moves and stuff, you still, I mean, I can, you were saying how it was still kind of like fragile and it was.
Well, I had the surgery in 2012, sorry,
yeah.
December 2011. And then I took a good 9 months to properly rehab it. So I didn't really do any action films.
Yeah,
and did Green Street 3 in December, and then Ninja 2 was, so it's 2013 January. Yeah. So that was really the first time that I was testing the knee, you know, going 100% doing all those kicks. Yeah. So I was a bit worried about that, but I injured my back.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Yeah,
that was kind of in the beginning too, right?
I think it was the beginning of the second week. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I remember, like, everyone's like, I heard everyone's like, oh my gosh, Scott got hurt. And yeah. it was, I haven't even shot with you yet. And I was like, oh man.
Yeah. Well, once I hurt my back, the whole thing was, okay, listen, you've got some fights to do. And we're going to try and just navigate around the back for those fights. But we have to get ready for the end fight because that's a big show-stopping fight.
Yeah.
So that was the task, was rehab it every night and try and get ready to take you on, who's been training hard and is like, oh no, I've got a bad back, I've got a
Kintsugi. No.
In a ninja movie.
From the first time I met you, I was like, you know, really amazed. I mean, I mean, like, you were a really nice guy, really outgoing. You were so nice to me. And really nice to everyone, the staff and everyone. I was like really surprised. It's, you know, I worked with a lot of people before, actors, and then it's been like, I was surprised. I was like, you know, I was expecting, like, okay, you know, since Scott Adkins, he's been doing movies for a long time, I expect, okay, I better, you know, maybe he won't be as friendly. So, you know, I'll just kind of keep my distance. But then you were just like, you know, first time we met, you're like, hey, Kane. And, you know, like, let's go out, let's have, you know, dinner. And I was like, you know, really, really surprised. And then, and just working with you, the environment was really easygoing. And then once I saw your action and once I was able to work with you, it was just like, I'll never forget, you know, how easy it was to do fight scenes with you. And now it's like, I don't know. I know, for me, like, when you work with somebody really great, you don't really need to rehearse that much. And, you know, you just know the timing. And then that's how it felt with you in Ninja 2. So now, you know, even though I fight with, you know, like, stuntmen or actors, it's kind of different. So yeah, that's very
me. It's the same for me. Like, you know, make so many films and you're dealing with all sorts of people. And when you're doing a fight scene with someone that isn't up to your standards, it's just much more frustrating, isn't it? Because it's going to take more takes. You're going to get more tired. And the whole thing can be just difficult. And I find that when I work with yourself or someone like Marco Zarora, and of course, you know, the big guys like Donnie Yen or Jackie Chan, it's just easy.
Yeah.
It's still hard. But it's a lot quicker to get through the fight. And that's why we have very precise and a longer fight, because we're going to get it down quicker and just very, very easy. Now, for this film, it was my first time that I ever worked with Tim Mann. And I know you've met him a few times now. Yeah. But for me and Isaac, it was the first time. It was an unknown quantity at that point. He sent over some stuff that he'd done before and... You know, he's like, yeah, okay, pretty good. I was more impressed with the previous stuff that he was sending over, the stuff that was actually done. But obviously, Tim Mann's become my go-to fight coordinator. Yeah. How was it for you working with Tim?
I mean, ever since working with him on Ninja 2, it's like, I don't think you can really find anybody better. It's like, it's really easy to work with him. You know, And I guess since I worked with him, he kind of knows, you know, like what I like to do, and he adjusts to it, and it makes the fight scene so much easier to do. And then he just always comes up with something different, I think. And then I really like that.
Yeah, it's easy working with Tim. He's so prepared. I don't think we rehearsed together because schedules weren't working. No,
not once. I got to Thailand. I worked out with, I think maybe Brahim. I worked out with the stunt guys, and then it wasn't until the actual shoot day that I got to work with you and to be able to fight with you. And then that's why I was like so amazed, because it was just like, you know, off the bat, boom, you know, we just like do it. And then it was like only a few takes. I guess originally we were supposed to have like 4 or 5 days for the fight scene, but it ended up only like a couple days or something, right? Like 2 or 3.
3 days.
Yeah.
But the first half of the day, the first day was the dramatic scene. And I know we wanted to get it done before lunch so we could get into the fight.
Yeah.
It's this thing that I always have in my movies where the martial artist and action guy in me is like, do the acting quick. We've got to get to the fun. I need to please the audience that expects that from me. But at the same time, I want to make sure that the drama's good and that I'm not, you know, I don't have people typing, he's a terrible actor and all the rest. I'll give you another take. I could do it better. But then I've got the other guy saying, no, forget the acting. We need to fight.
Back to like working with, you know, the big guys, you know, the action guys, I always wanted to ask you, do you ever get like nervous? Like, you know, like when you're about to fight Donnie Yen or when you're about to work with, you know,
Jet
Li? Yeah.
Well, you've done films in China, Hong Kong movies, and it is certainly for me, my experience is that it's much more hardcore and there's a lot more pressure put on you. And in Hollywood or, you know, Europe, people are going to look after the actors a lot more. Are you okay? Can I get you anything? Is your arm okay? Did that hurt? None of that in Asia. It's hard, but yeah, there's more pressure. And of course, you know, what a luxury for us to be able to rehearse the fights before we actually shot them for Ninja 2, because in the Hong Kong film industry, it's just made up on the day, and you've got to be able to go 100% just after being shown it, right?
Yeah. I mean, like out of all the big guys, the big martial art actors and stuff, who would you say you were the most nervous working with?
I mean, Jackie Chan, I was nervous because, you know, you so much want to do a great job and you want to impress him more than anything.
Yeah.
Not only do I not want to get sacked. Like when I did The Medallion, I was told that I was going to have this little scuffle on the boat. And if I did well, I would have I would be the guy to fight him at the end of the movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was a lot of pressure that I had to be very good. I remember I had to back kick Jackie in the chest.
Oh, man.
Sammo Hung was the fight coordinator. I did take one, and it's Jackie Chan, so I didn't kick. I was a bit scared to connect with him. So for take two, I've got Sammo Hung shouting over, more power, hit him harder. and then one of the Jackie Chan stunt team come over, because you've got the Sammo stunt team, you've got the Jackie stunt team. One of the Jackie stunt team comes over and goes, be very careful. Okay, so I've got to be careful. I've just got to hit him right. I'll cut his Jackie Chan. I've got to hit him hard enough to keep Sammo happy.
Yeah.
Get to be the end guy in the end fight. But it's Jackie Chan. I've got to be very careful, otherwise they're all going to beat me up. You know, that's the stress.
Oh my gosh, that's got to be tough.
But I was nervous with Donnie Yen as well, because anyone like that who's a master in their field, and you know, I'd heard stories about how tough Donnie was. I say was, because I think he's mellowed a bit, but you'd hear about, you know, he would get pretty tough on set. He was absolutely fine with me, but I'm going into it with all these things that I've been told in the past, so I was nervous as well. And once you get past take number 3 and you still haven't done it, I can see that Donnie's a bit like, come on. Come on. Come on, Adkins, get it together.
Oh, man.
What about you? Who have you been the most nervous to work with?
I think it must have been Jet Li. I mean, it was just a small fight, but when I came to Japan and I saw all his movies, I was just a big fan of his. And then to be able to work with him, I think for a week or so just before, I just couldn't really sleep. And then the whole day, the first time I saw him on set, I just had like goosebumps, and it just didn't go away. And I was nervous. And then I remember there was a scene where he had to kick me in my calf.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you need pads? And I was like, no, I'm okay, you know. And then he kicked me, and I remember it hurt, but then I was like on this kind of like high, and then I didn't feel the pain really. But then he was like, are you okay? Because he had to, I think, in the end, I think he did it 5 or 6 times. But then after the second or third time, he's like, are you okay? Is this okay? You have no pad, right? And I said, oh, yeah, no, don't worry. And I was just like, I remember he was kicking me, and I was thinking, oh, my gosh, is this Jet Li kicking me, you know? And then, and then I was, like, on this high, and I was so happy. But I think after that cut was done, I don't know, I was like, man, my calf kind of feels funny, you know? It's like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just, like, a bruise or something. And then we did the whole fight scene. And then I remember for about a week, it was just, like, feeling funny. And I was like, oh, man, it's, like, still a bruise or something. And went back to Japan. I found out I had, like, a kind of a torn muscle.
We'll talk about it when we watch the fight. There's a sequence where we're doing loads of blocks. Uh-huh. And, you know, there's no room for pads.
Yeah.
We got the take, and it took a few takes, I think. But when I was sitting down, I asked for some ice for my forearms. And I remember looking over at you and saying, Kane, do you want some ice? I'll get them to get some. And you were like, no. I was like, okay.
I mean, I think it's just, no, it's like, I'm just so happy to be able to, and like, it's like, I don't know, it just feels like I'm just so lucky to be able to work with people like this.
Yeah.
So when I'm on set, I have like this adrenaline going, and then I just like feel no pain, you know. It's just like afterwards, it's like, you know, oh man, you know, the next morning it's like, oh, I can't move or I can't get up. I don't know, and stuff like that. But I mean, during the whole shoot,
it's just like, affect you until the job's done.
Yeah.
That's good, man. Yeah, Isaac is, he's great at shooting the fights, the angles he chooses. I mean, a lot of films, you're working with directors that will leave the action up to the somebody like Tim, but on this particular occasion, Tim choreographed all the action, and you know, he had an opinion about where the camera would go, but ultimately, Isaac made the decision and just shoots it beautifully, the way he uses the speed ramping and the slow motion, but the framing, and Ross Clarkson as well, the DP.
Yeah.
He was operating all the fights. He does a great job as well.
Yeah. I mean, it was an awesome team, I think. And everybody, it was just a really great experience. I mean, I learned a lot, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, this took us, up to this point, it was like half the day, right?
Yeah. See that there, just jumping across the table, you know, choosing the right lens for that move, where it just makes the kick look. It's a very wide lens there,
but
the whole thing looked much more dynamic.
Yeah, I was already pretty nervous around this area, like,
well, smashing the bars on my head.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, I hope I don't hurt Scott Adkins. You know, we're just about to start, so I don't want to.
Yeah, because I'm trying to protect my back at this point as well. So all those body shots, you know, they have a repercussion on the because I snapped some muscle in my back or something. But what I loved about your style, and in general, not just this film, the stuff that I see you in, is you've got a real stillness, and then you explode into action, and then you're still, and until it's time to move, and very precise. And I love that about you, man. It's so
Really? Thank you, sir.
It's just cool.
It's just cool.
is that something you came up with? And is that just something that is natural to you?
I think especially for this movie, when I was talking with Isaac, he kind of, we kind of talked about it. And I think that's one of the things that he kind of wanted in the character. I mean, not only just the fight, but during the fight as well, because I'm kind of like your senpai. Yeah. To also have that kind of confidence in the fight scene. And I think, so I was kind of, you know, I was trying to have that in mind while I was fighting you at the same time, to try to keep that, you know, extra, you know, calmness and confidence in the fight.
It's really cool. It's, I mean, I know Bruce Lee would, you know, sort of do that sort of thing where he'd stay still and that sort of thing, isn't it? Yeah. But yeah, really cool, man. Really cool. Oh, to watch you move is an absolute pleasure. And I remember there you were very nice to me. You didn't back kick me too hard.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty nervous, and also another thing that I remember was we both are like we favor our left legs more than our right.
Oh yeah, you as well.
Yeah,
I forgot that.
And I remember, wow, you know, like that. I think that was another thing. I was like, man, this guy is awesome. You know, like he was nice to me. He plays video games, and you know, out of all the action guys that I've met, you know, he's one of the few that's like me. You know, like we both like our left leg.
But you're right-handed.
Yeah, I'm right-handed.
So why do you favor your left, you think?
I don't know. I think I had a knee injury on my right knee when I was young. So I think ever since then, I was always kicking with my left. It just felt, felt stronger, and it didn't, like, sometimes if I kick with my right, if I do like roundhouse kicks or like jump kicks with my right, the inner part of my knee kind of hurts. So I favor my left more. And then, but I mean, as you know, a lot of action directors, they make the fight scenes with the right leg because most of the time they're right leg. So it was always hard for me, you know, to say like, you know, is it okay if I use my left leg and stuff like that?
So you're pretty good with both, right?
No. I most of the time I'll just kick with my left leg.
Well, what it was for me is I've got my left leg is longer than my right leg.
A
significant amount, enough of a amount. And that's why I've had some problems with my lower back because my... I think Bruce Lee had the same issue. But for whatever reason, my left leg was more flexible than my right. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it actually helped me.
Yeah.
So that's why I started to kick with my left because it was just easier to get it up and down. It felt light. Yeah. But then I would like spin to the left.
Same with me. So there's some kicks that... it's hard to do because we kick with our left, but we're spinning this way, right? So
yeah, well, that I always just like to spin this way.
Yeah,
I have trouble spinning the other way for some reason. I hurt my knee, spinning on the left leg in that direction, it doesn't feel good either, to be honest. There you are, looking cool. You're very stoic in between each movement.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said earlier, it's a lot of it has to do with the partner. It's kind of like a dance, you know, fighting. Because I had so much confidence in you and our timing that I was able to just wait till the last minute. I knew where you were gonna put your punches in the right spot. So I knew that I wasn't gonna get hit or you know, I wasn't gonna hurt you or anything like that. So it's you know, I think like, you know, you probably know that's the most important thing is being able to, you know, do the dance with the other partner, have confidence in them, know that they're gonna, you know, hit their spots and the timing will be there. So it was just like, I just waited till the last minute. That's all it was. If it was like somebody less experienced, I think I wouldn't be able to wait till last minute. I'd be like, oh, where's the punch coming? I'd be looking for it and waiting. And it's completely different. You know, we didn't rehearse before that either. So it's just like boom on set. And then we did a few takes before that or a few times we practiced and then it was onto shooting. And then it was able to find that, you know, that connection.
Well, I think there's a few things that go into this. Like if you're working with a Donnie Yen or a Jet Li or a Jackie Chan, for us, people that we've grown up watching and, you know, they're our heroes.
Yeah.
It's easier for me to work with you because I'm not holding you in the reverence that I hold them.
Yeah.
So we're on a level playing field, first of all.
I don't think we're on the level. No,
we've got mutual respect for each other. You know, we appreciate each other's skill and we're here to do a job, but I'm not looking at you going, oh my God, it's Kang Su. Cause that is, you know, that's the way it is. You know, if you work with the guys that we've been watching with kids, you can't help it.
Yeah.
So that first of all, but then, you know, me and you were so experienced. And at that point by the time you met in Ninja 2, we'd been doing it for like, I don't know, 10 years at least, probably longer because you were doing it as a kid. And when you feel the timing of the other guy and the distance is all perfect, then that gives you a sense of comfort. And only then can you go 100% because you know that I'm not going to make a mistake.
Yeah.
You know I'm going to have the right distance and the right timing, and everything feels comfortable. And because we feel comfortable, we can increase the speed, we can increase the power, we can increase the distance. We can make the distance of the punches come a bit closer if we need to.
Yeah.
And when you have a partner that you feel comfortable with, that's when you can perform at your best, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Oh, remember that move? That was cool. So you're just suiciding yourself there. You're throwing your legs up in the air like, bang!
Yeah.
I mean, how cool does that look, though? Because your legs are flying around, and so are mine, and then straight into this spin kick.
But I mean, that whole thing is because, you know, I know that you're there. You have I have your arm, and then your arm is supporting me, so I was able to do that. If it was like I didn't know like what you were gonna do, then I wouldn't have been able to do that. Because if you lowered your arm, I would just hit the ground right away. So as I knew, you know, your arm was there to support me, so then I can use that and just like flip over kind of. And you know, that was basically, it was all just because of your supporting arm was there. Yeah. So,
but it's the rhythm of that whole thing as well, the choreography that goes into it. The Tim's brought into blah, 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 whoop, yep, whoop, blah, yep. And then bang.
Yeah.
Now that is not me. That is Brahim, my stunt double. I would like to take this moment to say that Ken Kasugi is not stunt doubled in this.
No. I didn't have to do those kind of falls, so it was okay.
No, I was injured. I was in a bad way. We had to protect the stars back at this point, because not only did he have to get through this fight with Kane Kasugi, the ultimate ninja, I had to do many more fights after this.
Yeah, I know you had to do the fights with Tin Man and all those after this, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, but you know, at the end of the day, I think this is the hardest film that I've ever made.
Uh-huh.
For me, I had 11 fight scenes in the whole movie that I had to do. So it's a 6-week shoot. We had 36 days, which was great. I mean, that was a lot of days, much more than I normally get. So that's one of the reasons why the fights in the whole movie are awesome. You know, obviously Tin Man's brilliant and we're surrounded by brilliant performers, but we had time to get it right. But on the flip side of that, I've got 11 fight scenes to do.
that's a lot.
You know, once you get an injury, like a bad one, you know, the train, there's no stopping and getting better and having a few weeks off. No, you've got to keep going. So
like normally in like when you're in your other projects and stuff, when you get injured and stuff, how do you get through those injuries and stuff like that and during shoots and stuff?
Well, it always sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the back one on this was a particularly bad one because, you know, you're always using your back. You can't get away with it. The center of your body, you're doing kicks, you're doing punches, it's your back's always involved. So it was hard, and it was everyone was very nervous about it. I was really nervous about it. I was depressed.
Yeah.
Thinking, man, this is going to be what I want it to be, you know, the best martial arts film we can possibly make. And for a few days there, I couldn't even throw a kick, you know.
Yeah.
So when you do get injured, I mean, you know, you've just got to get on with it, haven't you? I remember I had a bad injury on Ninja 1. Sprained my ankle really badly. And it was during the fight scene where I was going to do all my fancy kicks in the temple sequence. And on the very first move, the Webster, I do a Webster and I kick the, I think it's called a Webster. I kick the guy's gun and I'm doing a forward somersault by throwing my legs up. And I went over on my ankle. Very first move. And then it was a 2-day fight scene, but I just gaffer taped my ankle up and as tight as possible so it didn't move. And we just went for it. And we did everything that we were supposed to do. Every fancy flying kick, we did it all, because it's the same. it's just mentally you're saying, no, I'm going to do this. And the pain, I'll deal with it. I'll deal with it after the fight.
Yeah, I mean, hearing the stories of your injuries and stuff, I've never had an experience like that. So, I mean, that's like pretty amazing.
I think I remember saying to you, what's the worst injury you've had, Kane? You were like, don't really get injured. And I was like, God, this guy. This is too cool.
No. Most of the stuff is, not from work. It's always, like practice breakdancing, snowboarding, doing both my knees, and just stuff like the crazy stuff like that.
And you're having fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your training regimen daily?
Like before a project?
Yeah, getting ready for a film.
Getting ready for a film, like maybe like, let's say Ninja 2, I was like, I would work out at the gym maybe like 2-3 hours a day. And then, of course, I stretch. Even now, I stretch every day, probably about an hour, hour and a half.
An hour and a half stretching every day. See, that's where I'm going wrong.
No. You're flexible.
Especially as you get older, you really need that flexibility. Yeah. This is great for people to hear because this is why you don't get injured. So you stretch for an hour and a half every day.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's more than working out now and with weights and those kind of things. Right now, for me, the most important is, like, stretching. I do a lot of, like, grid. I don't know how do you say it in English, but it's basically like, you use the grid to kind of like release them, releasing all your muscles.
The roller. It's a roller.
Yeah. Roller. Yeah. You roll your whole body over these things. A lot of athletes use these as well. Even this. And then, so it's just like releasing your muscle because as you get older,
like a couple of lemons. Tell me about the lemons, your secret technique.
This is the back. And this is for like arms and stuff like that.
Oh, that's so for the back.
Yeah, the lower back. Yeah, and then you can also make it wider for your your scapula or something, like your clavicles or something. I don't know.
It's your, I want your one back. Of those, man.
Yeah. So basically, as you get older, your muscle will, if you stretch, it's still flexible, but the part in between your muscle, the muscle and the skin, it gets harder. So actually, that's what causes injuries. It's not the muscle, but how, the top layer gets harder as you get older. So you have to kind of make sure you release that and make sure that's flexible and soft. So you roll, basically what I do is just roll over, for like 20, 30 minutes, my whole body, my calves, everywhere. And then I start stretching. And, so it takes about an hour and a half.
That always annoys me. Because when I go for the axe kick, I grab my leg. You see? See how I grabbed my leg? Because I didn't want to bring it down on your shoulder so hard. Yeah. And I shouldn't have done that. But anyway, that was the take we went with. But it still works, but you know.
Yeah. I never noticed that.
Oh, I notice it. Kills me. This is you doing your stunt.
No, it's not a stunt.
It is a stunt. You're like, yeah, I'm gonna go into that bookshelf. Now this is the bit that was hurting my hands. It's the next bit. Most of it was hurting my hands. For me to do this kick, it's a difficult kick, but I've done it many times in the gym and I know I can do it. The key to making this kick work is the other guy has to be in the correct position to not block the kick from the camera, but also to be in enough to just find it in the right place. And it's all on your shoulders, really. I'm jumping up, I'm doing a spin, I'm throwing the kick. I'm not really looking for your face. I'm just going to try to throw the kick head high like I always do. And it's when you're working with someone like yourself that is able to get there on the second take, I think it was, and find my foot, that's you helping me out, man. That's why I need someone like you to work with. Well, you were in the correct place to make this look, and you react to it perfectly, and then we went into the next part.
Yeah.
This is the bit that was really hurting my bloody wrists. Nice. I like your hair as well. It's Jackie Chan hair.
Yeah, Jackie Chan.
And this is the art of screen fighting for me. This really sums it up. When I hit you in the face here, uh-huh. It's a bit of time. It takes me a bit of time to then grab your leg in a different position and pull uh-huh. you over to the wall. So you, being a great screen fighter, you're able to sell. It's an act thing of, oh, he's hit me in the face. Otherwise, you'd see that you're waiting.
Yeah.
But you see? Yeah, he's selling it. Bang. That was the an added bit of choreography, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
I don't remember why we changed it, but we did. Where's he gone? This was our homage to Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
In a way. Creeping around.
I think this was the hardest part for me, this part of the fight.
The fist fight.
Not the fist fight. The sword fight was actually harder for me.
Really? Why?
I don't know if you remember, but the swords were pretty. They were made of wood, right? They kept breaking if we put too much power into it, or if we snapped too much. Yeah. So we had to be really careful not to really hit too hard or to snap too much. So, but we had to make it look like we were really doing it. So that, I think that was the hardest part for me.
Wooden staff against a ninja sword.
Yeah.
Good idea. But in general, if you've got weapons that are, you know, not breaking all the time, you think it's easier to do fight scenes with weapons than it is to do fight scenes with fists and feet?
No, I think it is harder because, of course, you have to be careful the distance.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is more dangerous because, you know, you can poke an eye or, you know, if you're trying to swing but you don't swing correctly, it could be pretty dangerous, I think. So, yeah.
It's less painful, though. It's less impact on the the forearms and joints, but obviously it would be more painful if you got a sword in the eye.
Which do you prefer?
I rarely use weapons, to be honest. It's few and far between, so my memory of anything with weapons is actually quite, I feel like it's a bit easier. Technically it's harder, but physically it's easier. Because when you're, you know, hitting forearm on forearm, blocking fists, sometimes getting hit, you know, kicked in the body, you know, that's got its own set of challenges. But you can be more precise with the weapons, and it's an extension of yourself. So, you know, you're connecting with that and not your skin and bone.
Do you like, if you're able to, like if you're wearing like long sleeves or jacket and stuff, do you like try to protect yourself during fights, like forearm pads and stuff like that?
I always take the pads when possible because that's a smart thing to do. I mean, it's not about, you know, who's the toughest. It's about, we've got to make this fight as good as it can be. If we can conceal some pads, and then maybe, you know, I'm on my 10th take of blocking a leg kick without the pad, you know, it's gonna hurt the next day. doing it. So I will always pad up. Oh, you can see there that you're being very gentle with the sword, not to break it. Bang, bang. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know. Now that you've pointed it out, it's so obvious, man.
Yeah. Because I remember I broke it a few times. And then, so I was like, oh, man, I can't even, like, snap back really fast because it's going to, you know, and crack it or something like that.
It was all right for me because I had a proper wooden stick, but like this kick here, the triple kick, I'm hoping I can do it. I've done it on the bag, but you know, you never know if you're going to pull it off. I think it was the first take, was it or not?
Do you remember? All your like your power moves, basically you did it like two at the most, I think. Two takes.
So I remember you were going to go back into the weapons, and I think we said something like, okay, Kane, wait for the third kick.
Yeah.
If I don't make it, I'm going to want to do it again, and we don't want you smashing through all the poles and breaking stuff.
Yeah.
But actually, yeah. I think the second kick, it barely touches you, so you could have thought that the third was the second, to be honest.
Yeah.
No, 'cause you know the kick anyway, so
yeah.
Here we go. And there you go.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I was like, oh my goodness, this guy, you know, he only needs like one or two takes. It's like,
I was happy that we got it on the first take for that one.
Yeah.
I must say, I was really happy with that kick. I got some great heights. Obviously, the angle really helps. Wide lens, yeah. Very low to the ground, makes it look like I'm even higher than I am. But I have to say, that's one of my favorite kicks that I've ever done on film.
Basically, that was all your power that pushed me through.
Good. You're welcome, Kane.
Thank you.
Nice long shot there.
Yeah. Another thing was, I really enjoy, I mean, it was really easy to do all these action scenes because of the ground as well, the map.
Oh, I yes. Mean, it wasn't like, the production design, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like concrete, but it wasn't like super soft map, but it was just like, just right to do like action on it.
Yeah, they padded the whole thing.
Yeah.
I like this bit here. It's got a nice rhythm to it. I think I remember them saying, we're going to have blood on the sword after. So when you come up, hide the sword behind you. Oh, it's the beginning of the end. The old sword pulling out of the shoulder acting.
The sword fight, it only took us about a day, right? This was pretty fast, actually, right?
Yeah, and that's why I prefer doing the sword fights. You need to be able to get through longer parts of choreography.
Yeah.
I found it easier, to be honest. But maybe that's because I was working with you and you were precise.
No.
Didn't you have to, when you kick this, it was a back kick with your right leg, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of times where I had to kick with my right leg. I think the very beginning of the fight with the desk, that was my right leg as well.
Should have said, Tim, just change it to the other side.
I tried.
Scott doesn't want to use his other leg.
Yeah.
But I think I remember you saying that, I've got to kick that really hard, but it's with my right leg.
Yeah.
It looks great. It looks great, man. It's like it's your favorite leg. You didn't see it coming. I always felt you've died too quick. I guess it broke your neck or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was three days, 2.5 days. I feel like maybe Isaac told me it was 3.5 days. It's hard to remember.
Is that maybe that's including the dialogue and stuff? I'm not sure. It's just, I mean, I remember we were supposed to have a few more days, but we didn't have enough time. So, it felt like it went by so fast.
Yeah, man, we need to do it again.
Yeah, definitely.
Honestly, Kane, I want to tell you, and I'm not saying it for an audience, you're one of the very best guys I've ever worked with. So impressive. I'm so impressed when I watch you do your thing in whatever you do. You're an incredible martial artist. I love to watch you perform on screen, man. And I really hope and I plan on us working together again on something. Hopefully, you know, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. I mean, I've always respected you a lot. And when I finally got to work with you on Ninja 2, it's just like, you know, I mean, it really surprised me, you know, how you, your work ethics and how you are so nice to everyone and just the way you work. I learned a lot. And I always hoped after Ninja 2 that I'd be able to work with you, but even, you know, not being able to work with you, just watching all your movies and stuff after that, I always had a lot of pleasure watching it. And it always brought back memories of Ninja 2 and you know, so I better work hard because Scott is working hard. And it kind of, you know, you really pushed me, and I hope one day we get a chance to do this again.
Me too. Genuinely, it was amazing working with you. Easy, and I'm very proud of what we did together, and I'd love to do it again. Kane, thank you, mate.
No, it was really nice catching up with you and talking to you. It's been so long.